Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya. Hey, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. This is our After the Degree episode, and in this these episodes in particular, we just talk about life after the degree, after college, and getting into adulthood, and we just ramble about, like, our own personal experiences and just changes in life, because college, you can learn about that degree, you can learn about that career, but sometimes life lessons just come right after, and it's hard to just prepare for it. So in this episode, we wanted to discuss preparing for adulthood. We were, as usual, talking before we were recording, and we were just talking about the distinction of when we were younger compared to adulthood and what things look different compared to our thought process back in the day. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to share a little bit of personal experience about that. The biggest thing that we were talking about before so we press play was the consequences of your actions, doing more forecasting. Because when you're younger, I feel like the younger you are, sometimes you feel like, oh, it's not going to happen to me. Or, you know, like, it's never going to be me. Like we can do something risky. It's not going to happen to me, you know? Mm-hmm. And once you get older, it's like, no, you better be planning. And be thinking ahead, like for what's ahead. I think also too, it's because when you're younger, you don't really have to do, for the majority of people, you're not planning a lot of things when you're younger. Usually your parents are like, all right, it's time to get up, have breakfast. Right. You know, I mean, I realize that not all homes are like that, but for the majority of people, your parents, you know, curate what your experience is. You got to go to school, get ready for bed, go to this sport. And you don't have a lot of that ownership in that experience. So you're just following what you need to be told. And once you get to adulthood, it's like, no, Charlie, it's all on you. And you can really see the impacts of that. So something we were talking about earlier was time management. And if you don't follow time management and wrangle that in for yourself, you can easily see the implications of how that will impact your life. Because if you're consistently late for work, they're going to let you go. If they let you go, that's going to affect your bills and where you're living and whatever money comes in your pocket. If you are, or just being on top of your own things that need to be done, like, I need to go to the doctor. I need to make my doctor's appointments. My mom's not going to make those for me. I have to. You're going to reap the repercussions of that. Like, there's going to be something that may pop up, hopefully not, but if something pops up, you're like, oh, I could have been doing my check-ins and could have had preventative checkups, so it didn't have to get to where it needed to be now. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of that independence and getting things done that needs to be done. There's no one else to fall back on.
Yeah.
It's all on you. That's really what it's like to be an adult, you know?
Yeah. And I was gonna say, with time management too, like, you know, in college, you have, like, your learning platform. So whether it's, like, Moodle or Canvas or something like that, you know, your instructor gives you, like, a layout of your class schedule. When you get to work, when you get to a job, maybe, you know, your boss may tell you one time, I need this done by XYZ. Or it's like, you know, you have 2 months to do this project. And it's like, they're not micromanaging you. So it's like, they're not going to check in with you every week to see how's it going. They just expect you to have it done by the deadline. So that could be a big learning curve too, like being accountable to yourself at work, because some managers will micromanage and they're like, oh, how's it going? And that keeps you on top of things. It may be also annoying and frustrating, but you have some managers that they trust you to be on top of it yourself. And so when that deadline comes up, that's when they're going to ask you, okay, do you have this done? If you don't have it done, like you said, like, that could be jeopardizing something, because they trusted you to be like, you know, okay, you're accountable to this. But something else I was gonna, being mindful, like, well, your actions can have consequences. I think you said that at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But social media is real these days. Like, mm-hmm. what you put out on social media, some employers do look at that stuff. So like, even that, like being just very mindful of what you put on the internet, because I mean, we see it every day. Like, someone does something where they think in that moment, you know, this is my time to shine. And it's like, but now you've gone viral, and it's not you in like the best light. And yeah, just being very mindful. Like, someone from your company could see that. Cause you know, companies may have people that are like, like check on this person, check their social media, check their LinkedIn, check their Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even, you know, people find stuff from like 10 years ago on Twitter. So it's just, being like conscious of what you put out there, because someone could see it without you even thinking, like, oh, in that moment you're like, oh, I'm having fun. Or in that moment you're like, you know, I'm going to make a statement here. And it's not always, worth the statement making.
Yeah. Cause whatever you put on the internet is going to stay on the internet. Like, you can try as much as you want, but it's going to stay on the internet. Even like Warren, he does forensic processing. So he has to, like, you can, stuff that you think you deleted, you can recover. You can find it. Yeah. And I know sometimes you get in those YOLO moments, you're like, maybe you want to say something. It's like, you better be careful what comes out your mouth. You better be careful what you're doing, because not a lot of people out here show grace. As if that's one thing for sure that social media has shown, is if you did something 10 years ago, they caught it, and you thought you were being young and dumb. Not everybody thinks that being young and dumb is an excuse. There's not a lot of people out here that will let that go. So it's, you're right. Just that forecasting so much, you know, or just thinking about the future in a healthy way. I'm not saying like you can't do nothing, you know, but just really thinking about, what am I doing today that is going to get me closer to what I want in the future? Or is it really going to impact me from what my goals are and stuff? Because it's funny, but it's not funny. But have you ever heard the show Floribama?
Yeah, you talking about it last week, I think.
Yo, so I was watching that show, and they were very young. I think they were like in their 20s, and they used to go out and just drink all the time. And it's just like, and they would just wake up, go to work. I'm just like, I don't know how much life is in your livers after this. And but then like I was looking into seeing where some of them are now. And a lot of them are, they've definitely changed, like, their behaviors, and it's not the same as what it was before. Yeah. I think I was even looking at one person, like, their Instagram, and they were like, I did a lot of things when I was young and dumb, but I need to realize, like, you know, I need to take life more seriously, you know? Because some of those things that they were doing were not healthy for their body, and were could also put other people in jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, but I think again, it's like when you're young, you're like, oh, it's not going to affect me right now. I'm taking this one time to unwind, YOLO, or whatever. But sometimes it can lead to negative consequences. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think like being a part of growing up is starting to like mature into your own as well. Caring for, like, whether if you're still like living with your family or you have a family, like, you're making the right decisions that are going to put you on the right road forward. Versus just the now. Because, you know, I remember being young and being like, oh, I got my paycheck. I'm like, I should probably save a little bit of this for this airplane ticket in the future. But we're going out. We're having dinner at sushi. I'm going to get another roll. Like, who did I think I was, my little paycheck, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And, like, hopefully we'll get to a point in our lives where it's like, you don't have to worry about, oh, I want to go out tonight. You know, being mindful. There was something I was watching the other day. I feel like I just lost my thought. Something I was watching, like a little Instagram clip, you know, people like, I'm always wondering, this is random, but like, if these like are organic conversations, people just like walk up and like ask some questions about like their life. But it was like a lady, and I think she was saying she was like 52, and I think she still works. Can't remember if she was retired or not, but you know, he was asking just for like her to give advice. And like her biggest piece of advice was like basically living below your means. Even if your check is like, you know, pretty substantial, or you know, you're like, I have enough to make, you know, pay my bills and have fun. But she was like, you know, your lifestyle shouldn't match your check. You know, you can still live how you want to live, but just live below that. And that's something that I feel like I am learning now, you know. And it's not like we're not rich out here, but it's like, okay, we have, you know, we get a paycheck, but living check to check is not fun at all. And it shouldn't be that way. But it's just like, you know, I was like great at saving for a period of time. And then I was like, I met my goals. And I just like stopped thinking about saving. I was just like, oh, I'm going to do what I want to do, buy what I want to buy. And now it's kind of biting me in the butt. But I'm like, I'm learning. Right. Like, okay, I need to do better. I'm trying to do better. But money, like, it does make the world go around, honestly. Like, it really does.
It does. Especially,
like, in these days, like, you need money. Like, you got to eat. You have to have gas money. You do want to enjoy yourself with your friends. But sometimes it's like, you may have to say, like, no, I can't do that today. I know my friends and I at work, we like decided to do, at first we said like 6 weeks of no eating out. And then at the end of 6 weeks, we're going to go eat somewhere fancy. But one of my friends, she was like, that's kind of that's a long time. And so we like pushed it, you know, we shortened the time. So we did like 3 weeks though, but I haven't eaten out for 3 weeks. Like, this is our last week, and like on Friday we're gonna go eat out. But I'm like, it is possible. Like, I haven't eaten out. Like, I brought my food every day for the last 2.5 weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot, but we eat out a lot at my job.
You save a lot of money too. You really do.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, you have to save money and put it to like savings, not like, oh, I can spend it somewhere else, you know. Or maybe you need it somewhere else. Maybe it's like, you know, it helps you more with your groceries. And it really is just better to cook at home, like make your own food. I agree. That was a good challenge for us.
Yeah, I think too, like when I think back to me being younger, I was good at saving, right? Like I was good at saving because my sister, she would like be asked, I was young, and my sister would ask me for like some money, and I was like, you're older than me and you work at KFC, like why are you asking me for money? But I was always good at saving money because I would want to get like a Nintendo video game or something. Mm-hmm. But even as you get older, you really learn a lot more about finances in terms of, okay, so you want to save for what you like, but then it's like, well, you also need to have money to save for an emergency.
Yeah.
And then you really think, things that I didn't know about being younger is retirement. I thought retirement was you just stop working. I didn't know that retirement was you need to pour money into a 401k, because I didn't understand that as a kid. So that is a large part of being an adult too, is thinking about that piece in the future. And then also, you know, when you're younger, like, yeah, I want to get married, I want to have kids, but you really don't understand the depth of the finances that goes into it too. It's like, yeah, that's great too. So you know, if you want to get a house, you need to put money down for that home. And then you're also going to have to take out a loan for that. It's like, okay, great. You also want to have kids. Do you know how much the average child costs is, like,
per year? Expensive.
Daycare alone is expensive.
Yeah.
So you kind of think of like, oh, this is what everybody does. But until you really do that research, honestly, I really don't feel like the wool finally just got pulled off of everybody's eyes once social media happened, because a lot more people were more realistic about things. Once I started the housing process, like before the pandemic, and I was like, so are all these people out here with houses broke? Because I know y'all weren't paid, especially because I live in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, like, houses are expensivo, muy caro. Like, it's very expensive out here. So I was like, people are putting this amount of down payment for this house. I'm like, are you for real? Like, it's very expensive. So I was just like, is everybody out here just loaned it up? Everybody out here just in debt? Because I know some of y'all's jobs, and I'm like, how y'all paying for this? So, but yeah, like, becoming an adult, you become more aware of the price tags of things and how you should probably adjust your life if you want to get those things. So, and this is like, I'm not going to really go out and eat everything on the menu tonight because I want to put my money towards something else later on. Right,
exactly.
So you really do have more wisdom in that, because I feel like when you're younger, you know, for the majority of people, like, you grew up in your parents' house. They were taking care of the house, the bills, they were covering expenses for some, like, you would probably pay for some things if you had a job. Like, I want to buy this shirt, or I'm going to go out with my friends. It was just for those little necessities that were needed. Right. Now, move your parents from the equation. It's just you. You need to, you know, survive. And, you know, there's a difference between surviving and thriving, you know? It's like, you don't want to just survive. You want to, like, enjoy this life that you have. And But in order to do that, you have to map out what you need to do to get there. And sometimes it is being uncomfortable with your money. Like, I love ordering out too, girl. But sometimes it's like, ooh, we ordered out like a bit last week. We better not this week. I better get, I'm like, I better defrost this meat right now.
Right.
and cook. So yeah, that thing, that's really detrimental to adulthood. It's just really understanding how money functions and how to work with it. Money does unfortunately make the world go round, but you can maneuver it and work it in a way to make it suit you. You just gotta, you know, figure it out, discipline yourself and all of the stuff. Something else I was gonna say is, I know we were talking about time management earlier, but also just like the concept of time too. You know, I feel like the older you get, you put more emphasis, things have to move around your schedule to work. So it's like, I know I can't like work if I was younger, like doing like a 9-to-5, then doing like an hour in traffic and then like going out for X amount of hours and then having to go back home, get ready for work. It's like, you really are like, what is going to be the most beneficial of my time right now?
Yeah.
It's like, I cannot give my time to everything. And I feel like we learned a little bit of that in college, because we would have different organizations that we were in. And I think
so many.
So I think I did learn a little bit of my balance of what's important for time in college. That was like my taste of it. Cause I remember I had to like stop out of one or two orgs at one point. Cause I was like, I need to graduate. That's the goal. Cause
that's what I'm here for.
So that was the first time really exercising time and importance, and then realizing where you allocate your time, because this is me talking about myself. I need to allocate time to work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see the difference. Like, if I really start getting in my workout, I'm a little less stressed. I have a little less brain fog, lose a little bit of weight. You know what I'm saying? So you really can tell, you really start weighing out, what should I do with this time? I can't just be sitting here for 3 hours on Netflix just chilling, but I can work out and throw Netflix on the back.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But like you're saying too, I think you and I are maybe just talking before, like a while ago, about like taking care of your body. Like, you know, after college, you're still in your 20s, so like it's okay, but that's probably the best time, if you don't already have one, to start like cultivating like healthy habits. Because I think when I graduated, I would go to the gym and I really enjoyed it. But I grew up playing tennis, and I feel like working out always felt like a punishment to me. So even now I'm like, and that was a long time ago, but so even now I'm still trying to get into a mindset. It was like, it's of like, your body needs this, because I feel like people who are older than us now, you know, like 10, 20 years older than us, they're like, you start feeling stuff in your 30s, and we can attest to that now. And it's not like we're old, but I mean, your body's been around for a few decades now. So it's just like, you know, in like you're saying too, like you know, maybe if you were like you know you enjoyed the libations in college a lot, you know, maybe you can't do that as much in your adult life now, because you have to, maybe you go out, you have work the next day, you can't do that all the time, you can't be out drinking all the time, because you have to be ready for work tomorrow. Just like prioritizing like your health. And that's something I'm learning now. It's like, okay, if you start taking care of your body now, your body's going to thank you a little bit later. Like, you know, your joints may feel better 20, 30 years from now, or you may, you know, be taking care of your heart health now, or just like learning how to eat a little bit better now. Cause it seems, you know, like, I'm 22. Like, I'm fine. Anybody, like health things can happen to anybody, unfortunately. So it's like, you know, like, while you have this kind of free time, like, yeah, like you said, start building it. Even if you're just going for walks, like, start building in those healthy habits. I'm learning that now. And I feel like I'm learning, like, I'm having, like, a pile it on. Or I would say I'm relearning it. But it's, like, having to pile everything on. Like, even, like, your mental state. Like, taking care of your mental health. Because, like, the older you get, the more things are going to start coming your way. Just, like, life. You just, like, see a lot more things happening, good and bad. But it's like, take care of your mental health, take care of your spiritual health, take care of your physical health, And if you can start doing that early, like, you will build habits for 50 years from now.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what I feel like, too? I feel like the older you get, the more wisdom you do get. But I feel like you always look, when you're at one point in your life, you kind of look like maybe 5 to 10 years in the future. So when, let's say I was in middle school, I was like, oh man, I can't wait till I can get to high school. Cause once mm-hmm. this is what it yeah. looks, high school looks like. It looks like I'm driving and I'm hanging out with my friends, da da da. And I remember like when I was like 15, I was like, oh man, I can't wait till I'm 21. I can go out, I can have a beverage. Like, it was like what I saw. And now I feel like now being in my 30s, I'm looking at the next 10 years and I'm like looking at other people of what's a reflection of 40. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh man, like, and then I'm like, I need to start looking deeper and longer. And I look at my my in-laws, they're in their 70s and they are still walking. Like, they look mm-hmm. great for their age. They're mobile. Mm-hmm. They're very healthy. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. And I know yeah. I need to start doing that now. And mm-hmm. Overall health. And I think now too, like, I'm starting to look more into like skincare, and I was never yeah. really looking into that. Mm-hmm. I was like, when I was younger, it was more like, oh, do I have pimples, oil, whatever. But now it's like, no, I want to maintain, like, I know it stinks, but now it's like, I kind of want to still maintain my look that I have now. So it's like drinking more water, sunscreen for sure. Sunscreen, especially out here. You know, like what, B3. So taking care of other things I really did not focus on taking care of a long time ago. But if I did, I would be in a better, I'm not in a bad state now, but I would have definitely be in a well-off state, you know? Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, like, what looking forward looks like now. And obviously yeah. just more wisdom does come with time. But I think sometimes when we're stuck in our younger age, it's just so easy just to get caught up in like the YOLO, and it's
yeah in the moment,
you know, mm-hmm. in the moment. And that's not necessarily the right answer for everything.
Yeah. You know, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. Something I was thinking about before we started recording, but like when you, like you said earlier, like for the most part, you grew up with your family, like maybe, you know, both parents or one parent, maybe mm-hmm. somebody else raised you, but you hopefully, or maybe for most of us, you grew up like in a home where things are taken care of for you. Even when you go to college, like, you're more independent, but it's like you have a dorm and, you know, maybe somebody comes to clean your dorm for you. I don't know. Or you have like a common area, you have meal plans. You kind of are prepared for like life after college. Like, if you, you know, graduate and maybe you move out of your parents' house, mm-hmm. maybe you're prepared for that. But I feel like most of us probably aren't prepared for that. But I was thinking about like Janae. Remember, she had the internship, like, I think it was our junior year, and she went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, we've seen Janae move like a lot. Like, she's moved from, like, you know, from college to Wilmington to Columbia to DC. And I'm always like amazed, like, wow, like, I haven't, you know, I'm still living at home. Like, which is fine. It's not a problem.
You almost said Chicago. I was like, you're in Chicago.
I was gonna say where I was though. Like, I live in Charlotte, but I'm like, I still live in Charlotte. But I think that probably prepared her for that, like, for mm-hmm. like to be able to like adjust to different places and like move, because that was her. Like, I remember like just, you know, talking to her. I feel like that was a rough time, because like she was interning at like a dream place, like, you know, news station, but it was just like her. And like, actually, it was crazy, because my mom was in New York for a couple of years, so my mom and Janae would like hook up and like meet each other. So I was like, and she wasn't too far from like Connecticut, so she could go see her family, but it was still like she just removed from like the college life.
Yeah,
but I still feel like that really prepared her to go out and like be on her own and feel like, okay, I can go out and move, and I know how to like adjust my life. Because I'm like, if I had to move right now, I'm like, I don't know what I would do. You know, I would figure it out.
You'd learn fast.
You would learn for sure. I would learn, but I think her having that experience at a younger age. So I would say, you know, like for anyone listening, like if you can do like internships, because you're like, it's just like. Your living situation after college, it's just going to look a lot different, especially if you're, you know, you grew up on the West Coast and now you got a job on the East Coast. That's going to look a lot different, because you're now 3 hours time difference from your family, or you're just out here on your own. You know, you don't really know people, you know, so having to adjust to that. So I'm like, if you can maybe have opportunities where you experience another place and like living on your own before you graduate, like do that. Cause I'm sure for her it took to like learning how to budget your money, you know, grocery shopping and
cooking,
you know, navigating a city you've never been to before, making connections. So that's something I wish I would have like thought about too. Like, oh, when you graduate, your living looks a little bit different because you're either like living on your own. Maybe you have roommates that you know. Sometimes you have roommates that you don't know. It's just like, yeah. I feel like some people I've heard like in California, like because California is expensive, like graduating from college and going to California, it's like, even New York, it's like six people in a house.
Yeah.
Because that's what you can afford. Yeah. But, you know, I think too, like I always, I haven't gotten here yet, which is, you know, it's cool, but I always thought like when I graduated, I was like, I'm gonna live on my own. And that's not always feasible. Like,
me too.
It's
like, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's like, on whose dime? Like, you don't have any money. Right. You don't have any money. Like, you know, even that first job you get, and like maybe you're in a new city, like I think maybe you would think like, okay, they're gonna help me with like moving expenses, and they're gonna, every job doesn't do that. Some jobs will help you, but it's like when you go look for an apartment, you got to put up like 2 months, 3 months rent, you got to put down a deposit, and if you don't have your job yet, or if you haven't started your job yet, you don't get paid right away. So it's just like all the things you have to think about, like money. So I mean, maybe you have your parents to help you, but if you can be saving in college or making some money moves in college, like do it. Because I think there's like this thought process is like, okay, I got a new job, they're going to pay me tomorrow. It's like, you haven't even worked 2 days there. And actually it takes like usually a pay cycle for you to even get your first check.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I got my new job now. I got to find an apartment. That apartment, like I said, they're going to ask for money. And if you're coming out of college, I think some places probably look like do like a credit check for you, like if you get looking for an apartment.
Do they do that? I know. Yeah, I'm trying like, to think. I'm like, yeah. yeah, yeah, credit check. Like, right. For reference. Like,
exactly. It's like if you don't have credit or any like renting history, that can be tough too. So it's just like all these things you have to think about when you get a new job, when you try to find housing. And sometimes you end up back with like, you know, you move somewhere and you have family there. If you can live with your family until you can get on your feet, honestly. Yeah.
For real. I think too, like one of the and it wasn't like dramatic or anything, but I think one event that really made me start thinking more an adult aspect and more of like forecasting from that forward was when I applied to go to a university in Tennessee. And it was like because I was specifically thinking of doing like Christian counseling.
Yeah.
And at that time, that was not a big thing like at all. So there was not many programs at that time where it was offered. And one was in Tennessee. And I got accepted into the college. And I told my mom, she's like, that's great. She was like, but she's like, you know, we helped you with undergrad. There's not much me and your dad can do. She's like, I'm not saying that to like, you know, she's like, discourage to be mean, you. To discourage you or anything. She's like, but we won't be able to because you're going to have to look for like housing and all this other stuff. And I already graduated undergrad at that time. And it made me think of like, if I would have thought better during the application process of starting to look for maybe like a paid internship out there, did more questions about if there's any jobs that people can get on campus, or started saving more, planning, then I would have been able to make it. But I think God moves in different ways. If I would have went out there, I probably would have had a totally different life. But but just in that experience of applying, and my mom saying that, it really made me think like, yeah, I am in adult mode, and I really do need to start doing more thinking about my future and what I want to do. How can I finance that? And taking things more seriously. It's because this now, like I am an adult. I am in charge of what I want to do next, and I have to maneuver and find the means to do it. So that was, I think, the biggest. It was like a dramatic life change, but it did make me start to think more as an adult and think further in the future for things. So
Sure. Well, I'm sure that was too like a reality check, like you know, because there are some people, you know, where parents can help finance, or you took out loans for college, Excuse me. And then it's like, you know, okay, you finish this part. It's like, we said we help you with college. You know, we didn't talk about like master's. Some people can, their parents will help with master's too, or graduate school. But some are like, okay, well, the buck stops here. Like, we helped you with this. Now you got to, and it's not in a mean way, but it's like, how else will you learn responsibility? Like you said, for you too, like you, that made you think like, oh, I should have been doing this, you know? But like you said too, it was a blessing in disguise because your life would have looked totally different now.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, exactly. You would not be in Mexico right now.
We wouldn't even be on this podcast right now, actually.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Yeah, it really allowed me to really wake up, and then because my parents helped me pay for college, but also I had loans as well. Mm-hmm, so it's like, yeah, like how could I really expect my parents to for me to tack on more loans? And then what am I going to do? Ask my parents for money to live? Like, it's like, I was like, no, like this is time. It's time for me to grow up. So yeah, I think that was a big thing that helped me to switch up my thinking more. I had something else to say too. You know what I think is also a part of growing up? I think it's as you grow up for the whole, your whole life, as you get more self-reflection of yourself and who you're becoming and what you were before and what you liked about yourself, or having difficult conversations of what you didn't like about yourself and how you want to change and be a better person. And learning how to be more, to communicate effectively. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that I look back and I'm like, ugh, I could have did that better. Or I make myself cringe. And I'm like, thank you, God, for bringing me to where I'm at now. But I know I still got a long way to go. But for sure, that's, I think, is a genuine part of growing. Well, hopefully it's a part of everybody growing up, is more looking of how to improve yourself and continue to become a better person, and what that looks like for you.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Like, you have to... Like, you can't be stagnant. Like, you want to be, you want to be growing, like, all the time. And, you know, little things, like, maybe when you were 20, you would have popped off on somebody because they said something to you. But, you know, like you said, like, 10 years later, I'm not saying you, I'm saying somebody, like, in general.
Yeah.
Because Tammy's not like that. But, you know, somebody, like, popping off on somebody was, like, what they did. But now, in your, you know, 30s or something like that, or late 20s, like, you don't want to act like that. You know, there's other ways to communicate yourself. And sometimes maybe popping off is what you need to do to drive a point home. But, you know, there's other ways to communicate effectively, whether that's, like, setting your boundaries or, you know, like, oh, I could have said that in a different way. And sometimes it takes up, like, owning up to what you say. You know, if it's like, oh, like, saying sorry, basically. Sometimes it's like, we have to learn how to say sorry when it's necessary. Like, sometimes you said something and it was what the person needed to hear in that way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way. I meant XYZ. So just being accountable to our actions, like we said before too. But it's okay to not always be right. And I'm learning that. I'm a know-it-all sometimes, most of the time. And I have to be sometimes just keep my mouth shut. And that's okay too. Keeping your mouth shut is communication sometimes. You don't have to always say everything that comes to our mind.
Yeah, it's that I think too is a humbling experience. The more you grow up too, it's like, I'm not in the right in the situation. You know what? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my bad. Like, and you know, but I think it takes a lot out of a person to own up to their own ish, if you will, and just be humble and own it. I remember, I'll never forget, I was at an internship in high school, and it was at, like, a lawyer. This is when I was at, like, the district courthouse. And this saying always stuck with me, and I don't know why, but it is relevant. But they were talking about somebody in the workplace, and she was reading a newspaper, and she just basically said, she was like, you know, some people think their own ish don't stink. And it's like, but it always stood out for me because it's like, we're all people. We can all be pretty poopy at times. Don't think that sometimes you don't stink yourself. No one's going to be perfect. No one is going to be perfect. Right. And sometimes you just need to apologize and change for the better. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Does it hurt? It does. But you know what? It's called growing pains.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And learning to let things go. Like, I know me. I'm like, I'm an overthinker. And I'm like, man, I wish I would have said this in the moment. And it's like, well, the moment passed. Like, it's like, I had my chance to say something, I didn't say it, or I wasn't thinking, about saying it. So it's like sometimes learning to let things go as well, because it's like it's over now. Like you're gonna go back 2 years later. Sometimes right. it takes that long. But if it's something at work, you know, or a friend said something to you, or a family member said something to you, and it's just like, okay, learning to let things kind of just like roll. But again, setting your boundaries, like not letting people take advantage of you. But there's some things that just aren't worth an argument, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, learning, like you said, I think that's all communication. Like learning how to just be an effective communicator, which also involves being a good listener too. And that's something I'm working on. It's like, just listen and like actively listen and not just like, not just being like, okay. And now I want to talk. That's what I'm working on. I need to learn how to be like, okay, I hear what you're saying. And that's like, sometimes that's all you need to say is like, I hear what you're saying. It doesn't always like involve or need response.
Yeah. You know what I think can be difficult as human beings too? I'm not sure if it'll come more in time, but because I was just talking to Warren about this. Like, we got out of church and was talking about like everybody has like their own gifts and like their own calling. Mm-hmm. And something that Warren has a really, really, I think this is one of his gifts, is he has a really good gift of genuinely trying to see someone else's perspective on a topic that and being open to seeing. He's like, if I'll get frustrated at something, he's like, well, Kemi, you also got to consider where they're coming from. Like, they grew up like this and that's probably why they see it the way that they are. And he's really good at, he's an effective communicator, and he's very charismatic if someone has an opposing view, but to still facilitate a conversation. So it's not like combative, but it's just like an unpacking of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be really difficult sometimes, especially the past couple of years in the US. But he does a great job of like actively hearing people. He's like, oh, I hear you on that. I was like, I agree on this aspect. This part I'm kind of wary on because of da-da-da-da-da. But he does a good job of seeing where people are coming from, hearing them out. And he does it in a way that it makes you also want to show grace for the other person when you were first like, because there's been times when I was hot, I was like, oh, I can't believe they did this. And and he's like, well, you got to see where they come from. And it's like, it makes you actively really reflect and want to show grace to others. Sometimes we just don't want to. But I think he does a really great job of that. I think that's why I married him, because I was like, 2020, I was a hot pocket. Like, I was just, you know, I was like, I can't stand the world. But he allows me to self-reflect more and do better versus just acting out of emotion. Because acting out of emotion doesn't work. It doesn't.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is very true. Yeah. I was going to say too, just like kind of going back to a point we made before, just like thinking about the future. This is like a different topic, but like you were talking about retirement. That's like one thing I'm very thankful. I don't even know who told me to do it. My mom may have told me, or my aunt or someone, but like my first like full-time job, excuse me, they had like a 401k and they matched whatever you put in. I think that helped me a lot. Cause I'm like, you know, I have like I started my 401k now. I've had it for since 2015, I think 2014, you know, so like going on, I guess it's like 9 years now I've had a 401k. That's and even good. If you're putting like, yeah, even if you're just putting like $75 a month into it, just put something into it, because you're right. You don't really think about, cause like here in the States, like when you retire, you get like a fixed income that comes from the government, or they do that. They do now. They keep saying our generation won't get Social Security.
Yeah, but they keep saying that our Social Security don't.
Yeah, so that's another reason be putting money in your 401k, or like the different types of retirement funds they have. But if your jobs offer retirement workshops, or you know, you can talk to your HR people about that. Like when you're signing up for this stuff, like you know, you can ask somebody. Just do, because even again, just put a little bit of money into it. But if you're not quite sure, because I'm still like learning, you know, how the different funds work, because there's a lot, but I'm like, at least do that to prepare for your future. And sometimes, you know, you can, if you, you know, have an emergency, you need to take money out, you can, like, it's not recommended you take money out of your 401k because you can get penalized, but there's ways to do it where it's like, it can, and it's dumb because it's like, it's my money. Like, why do I get penalized taking out my own money? But that's a whole nother story. But there's ways to do it where it's like, okay, you can take this money out and you're basically just like paying. It's like a loan. You're like, you loaned yourself money basically, because there's ways where you take it out and it's like you get taxed or something like that. Or you're like, it comes back when you get your taxes, and there's a way to do it where you have to like you basically, like I said, loan money to yourself. And I know that because I just did it, but it helped me with something mm-hmm. I need to do. And sometimes you have to take money out of your 401k, but it's like, you at least have it there. Don't get into a habit of taking money out of it, but you know, start that habit of putting money into it.
Yeah.
Or just putting money aside for retirement. But like, especially if your company matches, do it for sure. That's like legit. Cause that means they're matching. Like sometimes it's 3%. I've seen companies do like 6%. That's pretty legit. So
yeah, I had one place that they did like, I think they did like, it was a big one. It was like 10 or 11. And I was really like, good. What? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. I was sad when I had to leave. But I couldn't work remotely. But it was pretty good. I think like the biggest, I don't know, as we're talking about the future, the biggest thing that you're planning for, like the biggest thing is retirement. Because mm-hmm. it's like you just don't want to be in like one of those, you know, sad situations where like you're 75 and you have to still be working.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. especially with, you know, the economy, the economics of the economy, who knows how expensive things are going to be in the future. And it's just good to save a little bit now while you can.
It really is. And I was gonna say too. Sorry, go ahead. Mm-hmm. You wanna go?
Oh yeah, and I was just gonna say too, like, and don't take like what we're saying as being like you can't enjoy the moment now. Like, no, still be out of budget. You can still go on vacays or do what pleases you. Just make sure you're not, you know, being like, burn all the money. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you should go on vacation and be like, I'm spending this whole bank account. Like, there's balance, you know? So it's not mm-hmm. saying like you should only focus on retiring. No, you could still have, definitely still enjoy your moment now and enjoy some of your money now. Just, you know, budget and do it in a way that makes sense. So mm-hmm. you're not just YOLO, and you're broke after like a week vacation. You can still like, do it. You can still ball out on a budget.
Right, you're broke and it's on the start of the month still, like,
yeah,
you went on a week vacation and now it's only a week into the month and you're like, okay, what am I gonna do now? Don't be like that. It's rough. I was gonna mention, like, when you're job searching, something that I didn't really think about, like the benefits part. And you know, mm-hmm. one benefit can be having your company that has a 401k, but I think you and I talk about a lot, we're like, we didn't really understand like salary. It was just like, oh, I'm getting, like, you saw a number on a paper and it seemed legit. And now we're like, nah, that wasn't it. Like back then, like that wasn't it. But we just didn't know. And I think, you know, our parents were just like, get a job, get a salary with some benefits. That's, and not just our parents either. It's just like, that's kind of what it is. It's like, get a job, have benefits. Mm-hmm. And I do see a lot more companies now. They'll say like, oh, we have, like we match 401k. We pay this month this much health insurance. We do gym reimbursement. We have a year of free counseling, or we offer, you know, we have a company that we can do counseling with, and it's just like a lot more benefits. Paternal leave, maternity leave, you know, these are all things to look at when you're looking for a job. You know, at 22, 23, 24, however old you are coming out of college, things to be looking for in a job are the benefits. You know, what's their time off like? And even when you're in the interview, like, ask your manager, like, what's their flexibility like? Because maybe you are somebody that maybe you're already married, or maybe you have a child. You have to take care of your child. You have to take care of home, or maybe you help parents or other family members, and you want to know about like flexibility. Maybe you have a pre-existing health issue that you have to go to the doctor, you know, frequently. It's like, how flexible are they going to be? You know, because I'm really thankful, like, you know, my manager is like, I'll text or email, like, I can't come in today. And they're like, they don't ask any questions, you know, mm-hmm. or it's like, I'll be in late. They don't ask any questions. Like, they're super flexible. I work with, you know, several people who are parents, and I see my managers be very flexible with them too. You know, so it's just like, making sure that when you're applying, if you can, asking about those types of things, like how flexible they are, not taking advantage of it. Cause I've seen people in my job do that too. They'd be like, oh, okay, we can do this. We can come in. We can come
people
in.
People that take advantage of it just ruin it for everybody. Don't take it, but just do what you got to do. Does. Cause then they remove the whole thing. I hate that so much.
That's happened at my job too. And just, you know, when you're sitting down with them and before you make that offer, cause like, I, when you see like a salary number, that's, you know, you can see your salary and you can calculate, oh, how much am I getting over 12 months? That's not what you're getting, because taxes, right. taxes, and they keep taxing. So like, it's a lot of taxes, but you know, look at what your like take home is going to be and think about like life you have already or life that you want, you know, can you fit like things that we've already mentioned? Like, can you fit eating out into your budget? You know, even if you can't, I would say, like, even if it's like once a month, fit some fun into your life. Like you just said, Kim, like, we're not saying don't enjoy your life, but live a life that you can have right now. That's manageable, I should say. But, you know, look at, like, you know, you're sitting down with a potential employer. They're offering you this salary. And you, like, you know, just tell them, I want to take some time to think about it. Go home. Like I said, crunch the numbers. Is this going to help you pay your rent? Get gas, you know, have groceries every day, you know, have food in your house. Is it gonna, you know, pay for other forms of transportation? Maybe you take the bus, or you live in a place that has a train, things like that. So crunch those numbers. Like, it's okay. Like, I think that was what I did. I was like, the first number I saw, I was gonna take it, you know. But I also worked for like a corps. Like, it wasn't AmeriCorps, but it was like, yeah, it was College Advising Corps, and that was like kind of like a fixed thing. But I worked for them for 2 years as like a virtual advisor. Then the next year, after my 2 years, I stayed on in a different role, and I negotiated my salary. And it wasn't like much, but I was like, let me just try it, you know. So don't be afraid to negotiate, because that also gave me confidence for my current job. Mm-hmm. I got shut down because my boss was like, I have advisors here that have not had a raise in forever. And he's like, I just can't do it. And I was like, I need a job. I'll just take it. And, you know, it wasn't like, it's no regrets, but, you know, it's okay to negotiate your salary because that's your right. So, and I was talking to my friend yesterday. She lives in Boston, but she was saying it's something in Boston where it's like, when you're applying to jobs, or in Massachusetts, I should just say, when you're applying to jobs, they can't ask like for your previous salary. And she was like, that's a game changer. It really is a game changer, because sometimes, like, if your potential employer, you tell them, like, oh, I made
X amount,
this much. Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, well, that's what you're worth. And it's like, no, yeah. I feel like I really feel like things that should be the standard job should put their salary in there in the job description. And they don't. Every job should not feel the need to ask you what you made at your previous job, too. There's other things, but.
I haven't seen too much of that lately, but there are some that do that. I'm like, well, I'm gonna bump my number up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, how would they know? I mean, it's like how would you know? But you know, these are just things that I've made mistakes on, where it's like I just didn't think about like all of the ways that we get taxed, and then how like your actual take home salary. You know, because like if you put the numbers in, let's say this job offers you $60,000, your take home is, I think, something like 4,000, not take home. Sorry. Like the number like divided by 12 is like 4,000 to 5,000. I can't remember. And then your take home is going to be less than that. It's always going to be less than that. So just things I was thinking about. I'm just trying to make sure when you get your first job interview and they offer you that job, ask questions. And even like asking questions, like I said too, about the workplace, like what's the environment like? That's a big deal, because.
And look on Glassdoor. Mm-hmm. It will save you some time.
You know, I've seen a lot on LinkedIn, like people, there's like a meme that I've seen that's like, oh, what did it say? It was like, okay, when companies ask you for like letters of recommendation.
Yeah, I was like, why can we ask like, for letters from you for
to recommend people? Like, I want three happy employees, something like that, you know, or three employees to come talk to me. And I'm like, that's valid. So always ask about work environment. Always ask about the benefits that you're getting, and negotiate your salary. Even if they say no, you at least like negotiating your salary once gives you confidence to do it the next time. I promise you, because you'll be like, oh, I mean, I got rejected, but I asked, you know, so.
It's always good to ask.
Always. I'm sure we can say a lot more, but maybe there'll be a part two, because it's like we basically have just said like these are things that we've learned along the way. So, and that we're still learning, like we are still, I would say we're still kind of like early in our careers and life, but
I would say so.
We still have experience.
Well, it's always dependent on who you're asking, right? Because I said this like twice this week, two different people. But it's like when you were seven and you saw a high schooler, you thought they were an adult. And now it's like you're in your 30s, and now you're looking at high school and you're like, woof, well, I thought they were an adult. They shouldn't even be driving. So but I would like to say, I think we still are relatively, I think so. Because if you take out a measuring tape and you're like, let's say your measuring tape is to like 100. Mm, if we're 30 years out of 100, mm-hmm. we're still young. So it's
absolutely.
Yeah, it gives you more of a realistic view. So we're absolutely. Still pretty young.
Yeah, we are. Like, if you're like 20 listening, or if you're like, like in high school listening to this, you're probably like, ugh, whatever. But I mean, not whatever, but also like, I'm not even there yet, you know? And that's how I was. I was like, ugh, 30, that's so far away. And it is a little bit of time. But
we'll get there, honey. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get there.
I was telling you, Timmy, I went to the 316 party last night, and I was like, oh my gosh, these kids are like 15, 16, and 17. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, do kids still dance? And they had a good time. They had fun. We all were out there dancing, but I'm like, ooh, my knees hurt.
Are they doing the mashed potato?
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, if you can, and this is the final thing I'll say, like, take life advice. I know, especially when your parents tell you like, oh, you should be doing this. It's kind of like, oh, stop nagging me. And it can be nagging, but I mean, I feel like most of the time they're trying to do it for a purpose.
Yeah.
And you may like 10 years later be like, oh, that's why they told me to do that. You know, that's why they said, that. So if you have like your parents or older friends or aunts and uncles, mentors, and sometimes maybe it is good to have somebody besides your parent talk to you, because it's like more, it's someone that's maybe a little bit unbiased and just doesn't see you like at home all the time. So they're not like, you know, because parents are like, well, I know my child, and it's true. But, you know, somebody that's like a mentor or somebody that's not in your household can see you from a different point of view. It's just good. Yeah. Or a counselor. Right. Or maybe you go to therapy and you have a therapist. So just having somebody else that can also impart, like, listen to your parents, but somebody else that can also impart some wisdom on you, it really does help. And
I agree.
That's something I feel like I lack. But even I think like in college, like I had mentors for sure, but they were more like on the student affairs side, and they could help. They could have probably helped me with like academics too. But I wish I would have had somebody like in my major that that could impart some like wisdom on me about, okay, you have this major, you can take it and do this. And like, I could have looked like sought that out. And that's more what I'm saying, like seek out people on the student affairs side, seek out people. And that's like your clubs, like, you know, your advisors, things like that, but also seek out people in the academic side in your major to just kind of help you with some, cause they've been in your major before. They did the same thing, or, you know, they've been in that field. So basically, if you get mentors, get mentors.
But to be fair, too, you probably didn't even think to do that. Because why? No. You know what I mean? Because if you don't know, you don't know. So yeah, that's plug for us again. This is why we have this podcast, so that way y'all know what we didn't know, so you can get together.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
But I totally agree with that, Kiki. Like, especially having like someone who maybe, because I think when we're young, we hear some wisdom from our parents. I'm not saying that all parents are 100% correct. They're human beings. But for the most part, there is a genuineness that they just don't want you to fail. Mm-hmm. And so it's like they have been there before, even though it's a different time, a different generation. Honestly, nothing is new under the sun. They've been through some things that might look different now, but it was the same thing. And I think it is hard to swallow as a kid, because you're like, they're just my parent. They just want to tell me what to do. So I agree. Like, maybe having like a counselor or older mentor to kind of maybe be a little bit more unbiased, and you could hear it that way, that could definitely be helpful too. Because there was definitely times, and it's so funny, like me reflecting now on times with my mom or especially my dad, like, oh, I can't believe they said to do this when I was younger. And now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, wow, I'm so thankful they said that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this nicely, when you're a teenager, when you're young, you think you know everything. I'm saying this nicely, and I'm saying it respectfully. You don't. Because when you take out that measuring tape and you see from the year you were one, and you, at the end of the measuring tape is 100, You've only lived 15 years.
Yeah.
You're still in the process of learning. You're still early in learning. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. you really don't know everything. And even now, as we're 30, we don't know everything. I'm still looking to like my parents and my in-laws for, they were like, oh, we had a financial advisor. I'm like, I never thought to have a financial advisor. Yeah. So we met with a financial advisor, you know, because why would I have that understanding if I never knew? Mm-hmm. So it's, be humble, y'all, and be listening.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no better time than now. Yeah. And there's no better time. Like, if you're listening and you're, you know, in college or in high school, it's no better time than now to learn humility. Because, I agree with what you said, Kim. Like, you don't know everything. And I'm sure I think that's probably, see, I can go on a tangent. I promise my last thing. I think that was probably like, you know, going to college, I was like, oh, I can do it on my own. No, you really can't. Like, you know, you need people. You need people in your corner. You need your friends. You need older friends.
Sensible friends.
Sensible, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You need older, sensible friends, but you need mentors. You know, talk to people. Like, don't go to college and just like be a hermit. And I wouldn't say I was that at all, but I just was like, oh, I don't know what to ask. Just go. Like, just go up to them and just. And that's a lot of things I hear now too. It's like, I don't know what to ask them. Just go talk to them. Like, if people know you, if people get to know you, like your professors, your instructors, your like club advisors get to know you, they'll start to pick up on things and they'll learn you and how to check in on you. And even like office hours, I know we harp on this all the time, going to office hours, even if you don't know what to ask, you at least showed up, you know? And it's like, okay, professor so-and-so, like, this, you know, we're on this chapter. Can you please help me with this? That's all you have to say. And again, it's just like making that effort to go meet with people. And that's how you make these like lifelong connections. And these are the people that are going to help you in your life, you know, along the way. So that's what I'll say. It takes a village, for real. It takes a village when you're younger, when you're, your whole life, it takes a village. So
yeah,
that's all we'll say. And I think we'll end it there. And I'm sure there might be a part 2, 3, 4, 5 to this, because again, we're learning things too. But thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate your support. And if there's anything else that you want to hear, please let us know. Because maybe you're someone that's in high school right now, or you're in college and you're like about to excuse me, enter into this new sphere of life, and you're like, I want to know about this. Like, we're, you know, we'll do our best to tackle topics and things like that. So please feel free to share them. You know, our email, our social media is always in the show notes. Instagram and TikTok is Yasin Podcast. Our email is yasinpodcast@gmail.com. We have merch still. Please help us. Please buy something.
Check out that merch, y'all.
Check out the merch. Everything's in the show notes, but thanks for your support. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And we'll see you in the next one. See you.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.